All right, I want to start today with the question, have you ever been at the end of your rope, worn out, spiritually exhausted, wondering if the battles are even worth it? Well, that's where David was after 8 years of running from Saul. He forgot, or maybe just doubted, the promises of God and took matters into his own hands. In 1 Samuel 27, verse 1, then David said in his heart, now I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than to escape to the land of the Philistines. And then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand. So David did just that. He escaped to the land of the Philistines, and for 16 months, almost a year and a half, he lived a life of lies and cover-up. Now, God intervened in a dramatic way to get David's attention and bring him back home. We'll talk about that later. Here's the point of the story. When God's out of the picture, we lose direction and focus. David said in his heart, self-counsel. Our thoughts and emotions are easily distracted by our circumstances. We need God's word to remind us that God is our God forever and ever, and He will be our guide to the end, Psalm 48, 14. So a couple things from this passage today. First, ask God to protect you from moving into the land of the enemy and suffering the consequences there. Ask Him to protect you from self-counsel. And ask God to help you to get connected with other men and women who will stand by you with God's counsel when you're just worn out. Lord Jesus, guard me from self-counsel. Please help me never lose sight of you. I declare today that you will guide me to the end, as the psalm says. And help me, Lord, to keep my focus on you. And Lord, I continue to pray that prayer throughout the day in Jesus' name. Amen.